With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Media reports say President Trump will name Senator Marco Rubio as his Secretary of State.
After considering Rubio for vice president earlier this year, Trump apparently plans to name the Florida senator as the nation's top diplomat. The two men were rivals back in the 2016 presidential campaign, but have since become allies. Rubio, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, is known for his hawkish position and for being a tough critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump names former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency.
Trump said in a statement that Zeldin, a Republican who mounted a failed bid for governor of New York in 2022, would ensure fair and swift deregulation decisions that will be enacted in a way to unleash the power of American business, while at the same time maintaining the highest environmental standards, including the cleanest air and water on the planet. Zeldin, who left Congress in January of 2023, was a surprising pick for the role. He was among the Republicans in Congress who voted against certifying the 2020 election results. While in Congress, he did not serve on committees with oversight of environmental policy. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump also filled some cabinet positions with New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who will become U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Stephen Miller appointed Deputy Policy Chief, along with Tom Homan, former Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director, who will serve as Border Czar. A jury says Richard Allen is guilty of the murders of two middle school girls in Indiana. He pled not guilty to the 2017 killings of 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German. The verdict was announced in the town, which is about 80 miles northwest of Indianapolis. Monday's verdict comes after a four-week trial. This is SRN News. Here's a question for you. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
A number of Christian ministries hope you will. They are issuing their annual Christmas catalogs that allow individuals to purchase gifts for poor people in distant lands. One goat or a couple of chickens, which cost very little in U.S. dollars, can change the lives of a poor family in the third world, providing them with food and an income. Amongst the ministries putting out Christmas catalogs are Samaritan's Purse, Food for the Poor, and World Vision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An expensive campaign by abortion advocates for state Supreme Court seats yields mixed results. Candidates backed by abortion groups won seats in Montana and Michigan in the election. At the same time, Republicans expanded their majority on Ohio's court. Groups on both the right and left spent millions in the lead-up to the election. Experts say this spending shows how much the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade has transformed state court races. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Eric Schmidt says he doesn't want to be considered for the job of Attorney General. Bob Agnew explains.
Schmidt, a longtime Trump ally, says he's pulling his name from the list of potential U.S. Attorney General nominees. As a former Missouri Attorney General, Schmidt is expected to focus on helping Trump judicial nominees navigate their way through the upper chamber and toward confirmation. Schmidt writes on X that, quote, "I ran for the U.S. Senate to represent the people of the Show Me State, and I'm just getting started." Bob Agnew reporting.
Elon Musk, Tesla, and SpaceX CEO provided the vast majority of estimated $200 million to America PAC, which focused on low propensity and first-time voters, an effort to elect President Trump. It allowed the campaign to spend the money they saved to target outreach toward demographics Democrats once dominated. And new laws may result in fewer travel headaches this holiday season, helping airline passengers out. More at SRNNews.com.